All right, so this is something I've actually been wanting to do for a bit, even though I'm going to have to get advice later, and I named it after, for all the people who feel old but are actually young, there's a show called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It starred, at the time, a rapper that turned to an actor, because that never happens, you know, where some entertainment person eventually, you know, someone from a music field eventually becomes an actual good actor named Will Smith. And there was an episode where the rich Bel-Air home got robbed, and that's where he asked the legendary question, where are the video games? Right there. So, yeah, basically, as Sidewalk, if there's any one thing you know about me, you know I'm a giant fucking gamer. I've literally been playing games for so long that I know the first games that I play, but I don't know the exact first game that I played. Something I'm list off the top of my head that I remember, and these are just all random here, is Super Mario Brothers for NES, Kid Icarus on NES. When I was born, basically, about a year later, Sonic the Hedgehog came out. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? It looks trippy. I can't wait to try this out. I remember Putt-Putt as an educational game, Math Munchers, Zork going around, and I believe Doom 2 is actually out by then. And not that it got remade. Even though video games, like movies, have a bad tendency of making video game titles, not putting asterisks next to them. So yes, that was actually an old video game once, and it had a sequel. And I think that's why they called it Doom Eternal now. But yeah, enough about me. I have two other people here who are also fellow gamers. Did you introduce yourselves?
All right, so I'm... You could call me Zero Cell, but on Twitter I actually go by Cyrocyl. It's S-I-R-O-C-Y-L, spelled a bit differently. Anyway, so I'm... My IRL name, Tyler True,
That's real, by the way. Yes. He didn't run that by you. That is his last name.
Yes, no, that is my last name. And, essentially, what I do is I've been working with video game systems in rather undocumented ways. So
that's a cool way to put it.
Yeah.
Very avoiding much, NDA way of putting it.
Right. So typically, developing on a video game platform, you'd need to have a lot of authorization from the publishers, from the developers of the game you're working on, and you'd need authorization from whoever's making the console you're developing for.
But we're at hope, so fuck that.
Nintendo or whoever. But yes, no. So, throw all that out the window, this is about homebrew. So, homebrew software has an interesting history in video gaming. It delves into early wares and software piracy of game cartridges, and even back during the NES days, there was a lot of homebrew development with the Famicom disk system because it was a rewritable format for the Nintendo. You could write your own games if you had a compatible interface, which just so happened to be a Mitsumi Quick Disk, which one of these computers in Japan happened to have compatibility with. So people were writing their own games for the NES, and homebrew development became a big garage industry in Japan. People were producing a lot of unlicensed games that weren't authorized or approved by Nintendo.
Similar to the doujin scene with manga, yes.
It has a lot in common. In fact, there are doujin games that are homebrew that come from manga and anime series.
Mm-hmm. Toho is
a big series that kind of blends into homebrew in some ways. For instance, there's a hack for Pokemon 3rd generation, which is Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, called Tohomon, which is all of the characters from the Toho Project series by Zun, pretty much integrated into Pokemon as a ROM hack. And you can play along, and it's an RPG monster capturing game, same as Pokemon, it just has Toho characters. So, that's fun. And it's completely unauthorized and completely not approved by Nintendo. And there are ways that you have to get around things to legally own it. Like, you have to dump your own ROM and patch it, because downloading it online would be copyright infringement, yada, yada, yada. People do it anyway. Nobody really cares.
So I think that's like one of the most instructions we have. I actually could go back to some of those points, but we also have a third person here who I just basically recently met. I've been watching you play Nintendo Switch all day, so tell me what's up with you, man.
All right, so my name is Strobe. I just I like getting banned, alright? Like, no. I just like fucking with people. Like,
oh, so you hack games online.
No, I just...
Okay, good.
I was about to say, so you had a different hat yesterday.
No, I always had the same hat.
No, I'm making a terrible joke about an incident earlier yesterday. So yeah, so you like to get banned and...
Yeah, like, I just genuinely like messing with people. Really. But, besides that, like, I'm really into, like, you know, shooter games. Like, you know, I've gotten really good at those. Mm-hmm. And,
Which ones, may I ask?
Like, you know, like Call of Duty, Halo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I just really like killing virtual stuff. Like, you know, in Fortnite, yeah. The whole premise is to, you know, like, really outbuild your enemy. And, like, yeah. You know, I don't like doing that. I like to just shoot through the structures and make people fall.
It's funny, too, because that is a unique mechanic to Fortnite, and I love that mechanic. But, yeah, when I play, I guess because I'm so used to in shooting games that I often forget that I can actually build things. And I have built things, but I always forget that in the heat of the moment of everything. So, yes, I do kind of find that funny and... That's why PUBG wants to sue everybody.
but I have yet to play Fortnite, so...
Yep, well, we have it now, so yeah. Eventually, because, yeah, with Sarah, so me and him actually live together. It's as horrifying as it sounds.
Yeah,
well. Especially coming from my end and entering out the rest of the apartment. But we do have a nice entertainment center with good TVs and tons of systems and controllers.
Yes, I had a lot of things in the garage back on Long Island, and I dragged them over to where we are now, and it's, we don't know where to start. We have so many wires running into so many places. We need an HDMI switch now.
I actually think we need
had this problem.
Yeah, I think we need now an HDMI switcher for the HDMI switcher at this point.
Yeah, probably. Or a 16-port switch, whichever's, you know, cheaper.
Also, that's one of the more aggravating things about Nintendo is I love my Nintendo Switch, but... Nintendo has this bad habit of naming things, so when I try to talk to different groups of my friends, they don't know what
I'm talking about. Yeah, they think it's a
Switchblade. Yeah, or no, I think they think, like, for example, like I'm talking about, oh, I'm on my Switch, and they're like, oh, which port are you using? I'm like, no, I'm talking about my video game system, not the actual, like, routing Switch system, and vice versa. I have the same problem when I'm a big Splatoon fan. I'm on Splatoon 2 all the time, yeah.
Here's a challenge to the listeners.
Okay.
Create an interface to connect the UART, because the Nintendo Switch uses UARTs for the left and right Joy-Con controls. They're integrated in the rails. You have an interface on those UARTs and a homebrew application on the Nintendo Switch to control a Cisco Switch. have a terminal into iOS. This is my challenge to you.
Yeah.
There we go.
And the boot screen has to be Exhibit. Just be like, yo, dog, I heard you like switches. So I use system switch for a switch, so you can switch while you switch.
Right.
You know what? Like, I feel like I honestly hate the Switch controllers. Like, the Joy-Cons, right? They break way too easily. Like, you could just have them sitting there. You could stare at them, and they could just combust into flames. Yeah. Like,
it's weird because I've had the breaking problem. My problem has been it's not the Joy-Cons, it's the frame. Because I know because my right one won't permanently stay attached all the time.
Same.
And when I looked into that, It's the actual metal frame that causes that problem. So you have to actually send your Switch in.
It's not the
Joy-Cons, because we actually tested it.
Yeah, I
read that line
and
we tested that because we put on his Switch and they locked in perfectly fine. So it's the actual metal frame that fails with that. But yeah, no, there's also been like... I thought you meant by the size, because I understand that. Mm-hmm. Where it's like I'm playing on like... Is my little controllers for my little hamster.
they're tiny.
Yeah.
My Joy-Cons have had a little... So anyway, my Joy-Cons have had a little bit of a problem where the buttons are a little sticky, and I'm going to have to clean them
eventually. Not asking any questions about the origins.
Not answering any questions about the origins.
Is this going to be a Statler mystery? It's like, play a game, wash my hands.
Right.
Play a game, wash my hands.
The neon Joy-Cons are mine, and that is how it'll be.
But yeah, similarly, I was talking about, like, game name confusion, right? So, like I said, I'm a big Splatoon fan, so I was there watching that Splatoon 2 Direct that came out for the game. I'm, like, fucking hyped. I'm like, are the Switch Sisters going to come back? Are they going to put in, like, a different band? It's going to be a different genre? And they show, and it's like, oh, man, this is awesome. It's, like, more of a hip-hop thing. And it's, like, you know, you have, like, ugly, tiny white girl with, like Octoling Beyonce. And I'm all excited, and they're like, what's their name? Off the Hook. fuck you guys.
Yep.
Because I'm a huge fan of the show Off of the Hook on WBI with Emmanuel Goldstein, so I can't win anywhere because I'm like, oh, I'm listening to Off the Hook. Yeah, what episode was that they had that lawyer guest on for? No, I'm listening to the music from the game at the intro screen, not the, and then when I'm playing the game, I'm like, I'm listening Off the Hook. Oh, is there a new Squid concert thing out in Europe? No, I can't fucking win with names. I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm worried that now Nintendo's going to be like, here's a new IP. It's going to be called Hope.
Oh,
then
no.
I'm gonna be like, fuck.
Oh, no.
I can't win. So,
Oh, have you played the Octoling expansion?
So, here's where I'm terrible. So, I literally have everything about Splatoon but that, just because I just started a new job. So, I actually don't have the expansion yet.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I've heard so many good things about it.
It is really good.
And controller's breaking, but yeah.
Like, surprisingly, you know, I break my controllers, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I've
apparently how frustrating it is.
Yeah. So, there's this one, level that everybody's flipping out about, which is called Girl Power Station. It's where they line like literally 8 Octolings, and you have to defend an orb. And yeah,
oh boy.
With the advanced AI, is it the? Do they ramp it up, or is it just the advanced AIs right on the spot?
It's just like they just roam together. Like no, they send like 2 at a time.
Okay.
And I think if you kill all of them, they'll just start ganging up on you. Which is ridiculous. You get, like, I think, like, 3 minutes.
So, like, forcing you to keep some alive just to do crowd control.
Yeah, it's just... It's really upsetting, too.
That sounds like an interesting
thing. And your shields are extremely weak.
I have this theory that what's been going... One of the things we're running into in this past 4 years is that they're sick and tired of getting emails and interview complaints that's saying that all their games are too easy. So I noticed this pattern now where they, like, have the first hour be really easy, and then after that it's, like, endless troll mode from their designers. Like, I feel, especially with Miyamoto games, where it's like, oh yeah, you think my games are too easy, and then you hit that like end part, and you're like, no, and it's like 1 month later, you finally beat the freaking thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looking at you, Darkest Side of the Moon, Super Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, the Octoling expansion pack, like, it's just, the levels are ridiculous. I beat it in a day, but I no-lifed it.
Yeah.
Like, I no-lifed it, like, every second was it. You know, I'd take a bathroom break, you know, I'd get some soda.
Yeah.
But it was just like... Like,
it was just so much fun, it was worth it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, it was just frustrating, too. Even when I was frustrated, I'm just like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to go on a different level, right?
One of the recommendations I always do for people is, it's the same thing with coding, is that if you're playing a game, you just keep defeating it over again, stop, save, go away, do something else, come back in an hour. And that's always works for me, of like, just like, oh, now it clicks. And it's like, because if you're in that tension mode, you're just never going to break out of it. Speaking of more development stuff, so one of the crazy things is I had to visit my folks up in, I almost said California, thank fucking God they don't live there, in Connecticut. And along the way I met one of your friends, and he has an interesting collection of stuff in his garage.
Right. So on the way up there for 4th of July, we decided to stop by there, and his name's Ed. He had a garage full of random arcade hardware, development kits, some rare game systems, and video game hardware.
He has a UMD burner.
It's not a UMD burner, because you can't... Sony never made burnable UMDs. What it was a PSP development kit that had a DVD drive, a PC disk drive in it, and... Yeah, you could look it up. It's, I believe they call it the DTL-H10000 or something. Mm. It's the PSP dev kit.
Yeah.
It's essentially, it's a white tower, has a UMD drive on the top part of it, and then it has a full-size DVD drive running down the side. Also has a bunch of dip switches and other buttons on the front for controlling debug controls and managing the system.
Dev kits are always wonderful. Like, even if you're not interested
dev
in doing video game development, or even video game hacking, like, even if you just collect and play systems, it's always great to kind of, like, see what, like, you know, because everyone is very familiar with the final products on the shelf. It's always hilarious to see, like, what the kits are being made, what your machine actually looks like.
The thing with dev kits is they're not meant to usually be productized.
Or portable,
Or portable. But they don't come out for, like, the consumer crowd. They're built for people who are working in whatever conditions on their computers 18 hours a day, writing video games.
Especially with Nintendo stuff, because if you put, like, a DS... or a 3DS dev kit
right next to our switchboard system, people would not know which one was what. Right. It's like, that's how like ridiculously complicated these things are.
I'm not going to go into depth with this because I could spend the entire hour slot discussing development kits.
We might. That might be for later.
Possibly.
But yeah.
But I'll just quickly go over it. Nintendo dev kits are typically metal boxes with standard Nintendo controllers or slightly modified ones popped out of them. For the handheld systems, it's usually the actual handheld system with all the guts removed as a wired controller with the LCD screens and the buttons wired into the box remotely. So that's usually how Nintendo systems go. Sony systems are usually a lot nicer. The PlayStation 2 tool unit.
Yes, this is the best picture I took of him.
I would pull up a picture if this wasn't radio. I could probably whistle it in SSTV, but that would hurt your ears.
I love how you mentioned Sony and were immediately being salted by dubstep.
Yes, that's the.
I thought their marketing is like, oh, it is. We must play the Sony dubstep.
It only does everything. Yeah. Anyway, the PS2 dev kit.
It's like a nut
tool.
You can take outside.
The tools unit is a giant PlayStation 2. Like, I'm not kidding. It's a. Think of like a full
like
AT
next
tower
waist.
PC.
Next
except it looks like PlayStation 2. It has the grills running down the front. It has a nice blue base on the bottom. Disk drive, Sony logo, PlayStation.
Imagine
logo
a mini fridge that looked exactly like a PS2.
Yeah.
Like that's the kind
that's,
of size
that's essentially
of it.
What we're looking at. You can look it up online. Pictures are out
one
there.
One of the things about dev kits is that a lot that most of them are cobbled together as they're like figuring out what the system's going to be.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times like the type of parts they have, which is why you like get interesting things where like you'll find like dev kits that have experimental Tegras in them when we know like that the final versions were like nowhere near that. Yeah.
Well, the Tegra thing you mentioned is interesting because apparently that was just a misconception or a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the early Target Engineering Board, or TEG board for short, for the Nintendo 3DS. People read TEG on the board and thought that stood for Tegra. And that's not an unreasonable assumption to make because it has the same kind of ARM 11 chipset the original Tegra 2 did as the eventual 3DS did. And there was talks between Nintendo and Nvidia even in those early days, long before the Switch, in order to work out a chipset for their new handheld. They eventually dropped Nvidia as a partner for that, as far as we know, and went with their own custom ASIC and their own custom SoC, all that hardware involved. So it was not a Tegra, as everyone originally thought, but the prototype board for the 3DS, which Ed also had in his garage, is a rather mysterious beast. It's a giant board with the 3DS top and bottom screens just laid down on it. Mm-hmm. It has the buttons like as tact switches soldered onto the board, and it's just a giant 3DS board.
Yeah, it's like literally if a 3DS just exploded, it had no cover on it.
And they had to make
just like half of it, sort of.
No. Like all its guts exploded on the outside. Oh, yeah. All right. So it looks like a giant circuit board that happens to resemble a 3DS.
Yes. Oh. And they built them like this because in these early days, they wanted to make sure all the hardware was correct and that they could, if specifications needed to change, they could quickly exchange the hardware. So all the subcomponents of the 3DS that you would think are tightly integrated on the board, they were actually on subboards on the Target Engineering board. And the TEG board was very much like a final 3DS in most regards. There were a few weird changes, but software-wise and mostly hardware-wise, it was the same system. It had the same processors, the same chipsets and graphics chips involved, the same DSP for audio. It was software compatible for the most part with the eventual 3DS at release. But they had to have it in this modular componentized format so that as specifications changed, they wouldn't need to spin a new board, which would be a super expensive thing even for Nintendo. They could just spin the changes to the boards that they need and plug in the modules. So Yeah, that's what you get for an engineering prototype. Later design prototypes are very much just a regular 3DS.
Yes, and to the point where, if I remember correctly, the actual Switch dev kit is essentially a slightly bigger Switch that essentially has more RAM in it.
Yes.
And some other access tools.
So there's two dev kits for the Switch, the eDev and the sDev, as far as I know. Mm. And I believe the sDev very much looks like a normal Switch. No expansion ports or anything. It's just a regular Switch, but it has a few changes in software to allow it to use debugging tools over its USB-C port to a host PC. So aside from that, it's a standard Switch. What you're talking about with the extra ports on the back, that's the eDev
unit. Yeah.
And the Switch eDev unit, it's basically a fatter Switch. You can look up the pictures online. It's a fatter Switch without the detachable controllers, as far as I know.
Okay.
And it doesn't dock, but it has all the ports in the back. It has an Ethernet port, USB ports. Mm. I think it has a plug for a Wii Classic controller. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they use for their dev kits most of the time. This goes all the way back to the Wii, so.
So, I thought we'd take a segue here and kind of talk about like this. Some of the we're gonna start with some of the games that we've been just playing recently.
All right.
So some of the games I'm a huge Nintendo person. I do dabble in PC stuff over the years. I'm like an OG Quake 3 Arena player. I used to have a thing where my favorite thing was in certain stages where if there was stages with a lot of columns, I would just get the shotgun. Just high around the columns, and I was guaranteed that every time I turned the corner, just turn the corner, fire, frag someone, turn around, so it's just like, hide! 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 And just watching the tech chat like, who the fuck is this guy? so that was my background, but we're going to talk about old games in a moment, but yeah, right now, like I said, we recently did the Splatoon 2 Splatfest. There was the squid Inktalink characters versus the
squids versus the octopuses.
Yeah. And this Inklings won, but fuck them, because I just love octopuses.
Well, I chose the Inklings because like everybody was going to choose to be an Octoling.
That was the funny thing. It was actually, I think, if I correctly, more even than was previously thought.
Serious?
Yeah. Like, I think the Octolings won out in terms of popularity, but like by only a couple of percent, so yeah.
Like, before I choose a team, I think to myself which team is most picked and like who is on like, you know.
Well,
like,
what I do is I actually, believe it or not, use the Nintendo app and I see what friends join what. And that was really important for the Teenage Mutant. I earned the most of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one because I have a friend who's a diehard Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I lost both of them.
Who's also a good Splatoon player. So basically what I did is whatever team he picked, that's what I picked. And I won every single one of those.
I stopped playing the Splatfests. Like, I just...
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, I've been taking a break from Splatoon to, like, you know...
But
like,
it's just... To me, that's, like, the best way to do rank up. Because my whole thing is that I don't do rank mode. Because my only, like, truly favorite rank mode is the Splat Zones.
Dude. All the rank modes, I'm gonna be honest with you, all of them are garbage, right? Some of them are just, like, slightly not as bad as the rest. Like, Clan Blitz... gave me AIDS. Like, it just gave me visual AIDS. It's just awful.
I will say, though, in my opinion, that is the one that I like least the most, which sucks because when they were talking about it, that I was hyped. Like, I was excited for this. And then when I played it, and to me, it's not bad design. It's just not the way I want to play the game. Yeah.
No, it's just, like, certain people. Like, they don't want to cooperate. Because, like, there was this one dude running around with, like, he took my clams, and I was about to get one of the footballs, and he just refused to give me them.
I also love that we're just talking about this game, so everyone's like, clams, squids, what the fuck are they? I know there's probably a lot of drugs Saturday night, but it's still going on. Like, what? I will play the Splatfest. I just got the season pass for Fortnite, and believe it or not, I forgot I had gold coins, so when I used the gift card for that, and then plus the gold coins, it covered everything.
While I was cleaning my garage, I found I think it was a $20 Nintendo eShop card.
Yeah, it had the 3DS, like, AR card.
Yeah, it was an older eShop card for 3DS and Wii U, but it works on the Switch because it's eShop points.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's just
so
direct money.
I just threw it at him because I don't really have a use for it. I buy all my games.
And it freaking sucks, too, because Sonic Mania was one of my, like, Game of the Year things last year.
Yeah.
And even though I knew what Encore was, like, when I finally saw what Encore was, I was like, I'll get this, but I don't feel like getting this immediately for $5.
Like, I'm not a big fan of the Sonic games. Like, I can play the OG ones, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, that's one of the reasons I like Mania, is because I think they really nailed the OG ones again. Yeah.
Like, I don't put as much thought into it. I'm just like, look at the blue hedgehog.
Yeah. I think putting Ray and Mighty is funny. I don't know. To me, that's like trying to think of an analogy in hacking. That'd be like going to a vintage computer festival, and like for me, and like one of the tables is like the Oracle bones. Like, it's that sort of thing where it technically, it like technically counts, but it's just like, wow, that is, you have to think about how that one fits. But so yeah, so like I got the season pass, I haven't played it yet, so I'm gonna probably be doing that after I fall asleep for 18 days and get in on that. And then what was the other reason why I got to try? So there's an eShop. I've also played PC games too, but there's an eShop game that I finally got a demo for. I think it's called like Midnight, and it has some other title or something. I'm probably screwing up, but it's this weird. It's a hard-boiled detective Sin City comic like adventure game.
I think I've seen it.
But there's a battle mechanic that's all like Pokemon Puzzle League based, and it's actually really good. Both the story is really good and well presented, and the gameplay with the puzzle stuff is really good. So like, it's that was the one that I almost debated getting the eShop for, because it's only $7.99, like non-discounted. So like, as soon as I get an extra $10, I'm definitely getting that. So Tyler, I know that you do more dev development, and between working and sleeping, you don't really have much time. But what games have you recently been playing?
Okay, so yeah, I. Mostly because I don't really have a lot of time doing things. I play a lot more arcadey games and single-player games. I don't really go online.
What's that one from the Vita I keep hearing about? Like, all I hear is like, and then occasionally, fuck!
Oh, that might be Downwell?
Okay.
There's several games on my Vita that
I've like, it looks cute. It looks like a game that's made by that game company, but holy shit, does it make you swear.
Huh. Might be a different game. See, my memory is kind of not set on that. I'm kind of like dredging up dev kits now that we've been talking about them.
And he's just like dev kits. It's like the way some people are like Pop Tarts, you know?
Imagine them floating over my head.
Like sugar plum fairies.
Yes.
Yeah. I know one of them is Super Mario Odyssey that you borrowed mine.
I've seen like my friends play it. I'm going to borrow it from one of my close friends who lives around me. Yeah. It looks really good.
I will say this though, under supervision, if you want to try it out for 10 minutes after this, I have my copy. So like, for all my games with me.
Dude,
so.
I'll probably take it with me. I'll probably snatch it from you.
Hey, I'm glad that you're honest about that. Yeah, no, yeah. I know that feeling, though, too, because like, I've been given hardware, piece of equipment where I'm like, you should be so glad we're friends, because I like... so you're playing Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, so actually, this... playing Super Mario Odyssey, I started a save file on Side Pocket's Switch.
Yeah.
And I played through it, and I'm absolutely enthralled with the game. They finally did Mario right for the first time in, I want to say, 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last Mario
game... I love all this... It's a gaming controversy right on radio. I love
right.
this.
The last Mario game I really enjoyed, I didn't like Sunshine.
Oh, I hated Sunshine. Are you okay. fucking... Even when it was... I was like,
people
what are
will
they
have
doing
your head
here?
For that.
I know, because they're like, oh, I'm really excited about GameCube. Look, I'm nostalgic about GameCube stuff, but Sunshine, to me, that was... They took Mario 64, and see, here's the thing. I hate when Nintendo attempts to chase trends. Uh-huh. That's them at their worst, and to me, mm-hmm. that's partially Sunshine. They were trying to give him, like, a Sonic... Like, literally, Shadow Mario is Shadow the Hedgehog. Like, they tried to give him, like, a story with pre-rendered cutscenes and voice acting, and who gives a fuck?
But that's exactly what they did in Odyssey. And
They did it in that sort of, like, it's there, and it's cute, and it's only there for, like, 10 seconds, and they're not pre-rendered, and the voice act. I love how Bowser...
And you can skip the intro cutscenes.
I love how Bowser actually has his own language that makes sense. That's kind of like a spoiler thing. It's like, Mario. Because it sounds like your boss at work is like, papers, blockchain,
Bowser boss.
Yeah.
But, I picked up Side Pocket's copy of Odyssey. Now, the thing is, my Switch is on an older firmware because there's certain exploits available for unpatched systems,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to keep my system rather as virgin as possible.
Basically, in our household, we have lots of virgins. No.
Right.
Basically, my Switch is like the entertainment public thing, and yours is the hacking Switch.
Yeah, mine's more for hacking and development. Yep. So... There's exploits that don't require certain firmware versions, but I the thing is, they still require you to bootstrap into things and load other things, and it's a pain. It's a lot easier to have an older firmware that's just already on the Switch that you can load your homebrew from.
Oh, real quick, because this might interest you. My favorite thing that he's loaded on it is the XMB for PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's a,
dude,
that's a part
of... I've never touched a PlayStation.
That's fine, but just seeing that UI on this, it's like wrong. It's
right.
Like your bright eyes are just like popping out like,
so that XMB is actually, it's the UI for a Linux port of RetroArch that runs mm-hmm. as its own operating system on the Switch. It's called Laka, L-A-K-K-A.
Mm.
And it's basically, it's an emulator front end. It looks a lot like a PS3 XMB. And you can load all of pretty much everything older than, say, the GameCube, including the GameCube. There is a Dolphin Core, WIP, on this emulator.
That's honestly the saddest. She heard of the tragedy of Nintendo GameCube. Now, is that because I hate when people are like, "Oh, why does Nintendo like push for graphics anymore?" And it's like, they did. It was called the GameCube.
Yeah,
you all didn't buy it.
The GameCube,
so they swerved.
Had
yes,
amazing graphics.
It was tiny. It was a tiny powerhouse.
Yes, the graphics chipset. There's an interesting history that goes on to this. I'm not gonna go too much in depth unless you want me to.
I do want to touch another subject on that, and also I want to get to same question on your answer.
Here's the Cliff Notes version. SGI and Nintendo made the N64 and its graphics hardware.
Yeah.
SGI's engineers who worked on the N64 broke off and made their own company called ARTX, A-R-T-X. Those guys worked on a new graphics ASIC, which was probably the first modern GPU. It had all the...
Everything you see
it had
today,
programmable
yeah.
shaders, hardware, right. texture, and lighting.
Its own acceleration, yeah, and everything.
It had all the things that modern GPUs can do. It was just very primitive and... They engineered this chip, and Nintendo wanted to use this chip. ATI acquired ARTX very late into the Dolphin project, which is the GameCube's codename, very late into the development of Dolphin. So as that went on, the name changed over, but the graphics chip still pretty much stayed the same, and that went into the GameCube as is. The big thing about this graphics chip, it was not hard to program for.
Yeah, it was easy.
Especially compared to the contemporary consoles of the day.
It was like everything you could want, and then everyone was just like... And by the way, just to like cut off that, I love how all the literally all the people I know that were like, why would you get a GameCube? It's stupid. It's purple and a handle. Are the same people that they're like, yeah, no, I'm remote peeing with my app. Yeah, I'm serious. Like, this is a serious thing I do now. I have this app, and it pees for you. This is, like, so useful and dead, like, serious here. But, you know, that GameCube thing, that was, like, kiddie and lame, but peeing for yourself. That's great.
I heard that app got an update for P2P.
Yeah.
I think it also supports I2P.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's funny, because that would have been a good segue for something else, but what is the games you've been recently playing? I saw you've been playing Fortnite all the time at the con.
Like, that's all I've been, like... I've been playing Minecraft a lot because, you know, my friends have been playing. Like, I have been playing Overwatch. The game's broken. Like,
that's what I've heard.
Splatoon's?
I've heard people that are like, they go to Paladins and they're like, holy shit, how is this, like, less broken than Overwatch?
I recently heard there's literally an Overwatch-themed Nerf gun being made. So that should tell you enough.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, Splatoon's ranking system is, like, 100% better than Overwatch.
They've nailed that,
All right, I used to be an amazing Tracer, right?
Yeah.
And then they just nerfed her to a pulp, right? You know, I'd go and I'd play. I'm like, I have Tickle Rays for weapons. Like, it doesn't do anything. And when I'm trying to take down tanks, you know, weaken them, right? They just eat it like it's nothing. You turn around, I'm dead.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, we get team play, but you should be able to at least attempt to defend yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. In different situations.
Like, I can't even do anything.
Yeah. To be honest, Splatoon 2, the Splatoon series is the first game where snipers don't piss me off. Like, they become obstacles, but I know I can deal with them, unlike certain other shooters. Mm. And I think partly that it's because the design of that in most shooters, they're using modern weapons, so the bullets are instantaneous.
Yeah.
And they just, Nintendo's done... Actually, that's my favorite thing, is when someone does have a splatter shot, which is what sniper rifles technically call in Splatoon.
Is it splatter shot?
Yeah.
Splatter shot.
If I'm correctly, yeah. But... And I love it, because if I get splatted by them, I'm like, okay, I'm taking you the fuck out when I spawn in. I love
it. There's some nasty snipers out there, though. That's the thing. Like, I hate going near
rollers.
Them. Yeah.
And
I once cursed out some dude. Like I was in a Skype call with like two people, and like he was just like one of my friends, Pokemaster, was just like, "Yo, I'm gonna bring in my friend. She's an amazing good sniper." Like 2 minutes later, I'm like, "You know what? I'm done with this. I'm turning off my TV, ripping my Switch out of the socket. I'm done with this garbage."
Yeah, it is like that. So we're gonna have two quick questions, and then we're gonna actually try something on air that I've been meaning to do because we are in a video game, so we have to be interactive somehow. So we're gonna find out that in a moment. as Tyler dies before I do, because I am going to die later today. So, next question I want to ask you too, and I'm going to start with my answer is like, what is, you can use your own, but like, what's your like favorite like fail video game moment that you've ever seen? I just want to share mine, because there's tons I could cite that are probably like in more popular media. But so I have this amazing friend that I wish was here right now named Lucina. I used to live with her and everything, and she is a wizard at Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. And especially at Mario Kart 8. And so she was so excited because she didn't have a Wii U. She has a Switch now, but she didn't have Wii U. So it was my Wii U when I temporarily lived with her. And there was this amazing moment that I wish I could have recorded where she was racing the AI on super hard at 200 cc's. And she was doing the race perfect. And right before she hit the finish line, a Princess Peach AI that was a million miles away hit her with three successive shells long enough that right as she was going forward, it blazed right past her. And that was the funny part. The funny part is right as the Peach crossed the river, she went, "No!" And just paused the game and just crumpled down dead. And like we were all laughing. And I tried to grab the controller. She's like, "No, you're not saving this!" And like restarted the race. So I just thought it was just that pure reaction was just golden. So what was your favorite fail video game moment done or seen other people do? Because it's gaming. There's so much fail. We're going to actually talk about fail in a moment. But
yeah, I'm trying to go back. Probably the time that I, like 3 or 4 times in a row, I pretty much got Goomba stomped by a Link in Smash Bros. And it was like, like right at the edge of the stage, I'm trying to recover and boom, down. Okay, game goes on. 5 minutes later, at the end of the stage, boom, down.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on.
I thought you were going to share the weed story.
Weed story. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That was less of a fail and more of a win.
Yeah, it was a fail for them. You can do that. It can be other people's failures too. Go. Right. No, this is an amazing story. You're going to love this.
Okay.
No, for real.
I'm not very much the kind of person who dabbles in substance abuse. But
I can attest to that because I'm basically, when he can't do it, I do it.
Yeah, well... Anyway, so back a few years, I was with a few friends of mine, Evan, Sam, and I think PJ. They and we were all huddled up in my room, and this was probably my second or third time ever getting high, and I decided that I was just gonna rip that thing like a mother. So
yeah. You can swear, by the way, we're not on FCC.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I while I was high as shit, I decided that we're all going to play Smash Bros. Everyone agrees. All right. I boot up the game, toss it in the wheel.
And you're not like a pro player or anything.
I'm
like
very much not a pro player. Yeah. I'm like, I know a lot of the strats. I don't really care for. Mm-hmm. So we're in Brawl, okay, not the best game, but whatever. And everyone else, because we had to rotate controllers, because being that it was like in my bedroom and we, you know, I don't really have a lot of multiplayer action going on. Mm-hmm. So
no comments.
No comments. So we had. Like a nunchuck, we had a classic controller, a GameCube controller, and then one Wii Remote bare. And I decided that just for shiggles, I was going to take the Wii Remote and play as Olimar. And they weren't nearly as blazed as I was. Like, they hit the bong, but I was like...
Tyler was in minus world.
I was out. I was... And so... Shortly before or after this, I don't remember. Time tends to do that when you're out of it. My friend Evan ran out to the car to get something, And I was just lying on my bed, just scrawled out, like, asking Sam, Evan, where'd go?
Yeah, that's and literally
how, that's like, literally that was, how it went.
That was the only two brain cells humping each other that you could muster during yeah. this. And so what happened?
And he was like, Tyler, Evan went to the car. He'll be right yeah. back. Evan, where go? Yeah. Anyway.
And so what happened with the game?
The game. I pick Olimar, Wii Remote, no Chuck, and I fucking beasted it.
Yeah, everyone.
Like,
I was mine.
There was maybe one KO against me, like a very strategic move that just happened and won me over. But aside from that, I was just knocking everyone out of the league, just picking up Pikmins and throwing the rock ones around and using the fire to my advantage, just taking all of the elements under my wing, which is what you do when you
smoke weed. If I remember correctly, you also had no idea what was going on either.
Earth, wind, fire, and water.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, but subconsciously, I was a pro somehow.
And I want to note that my favorite part of that story is when you start thinking about it and you're realizing, like, there's a joke in there about, like, being completely high pulling grass and you're playing Olimar.
Yeah. No.
Just pulling them right out of the ground, all fresh and dank. Uh-huh. All those dank Pikmin.
If you want to know how high I was, I was pretty much on the onion going up at that point.
You're your own Tor node.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually set something up if you could answer your question. What's your favorite? It doesn't have to be yours. It could be others.
I have one recent and one, like, long ago, right?
Yeah.
But you ever heard of Halo Reach?
Yes.
So there's this mode called Invasion, right?
Okay.
And it's where you play as, you know, the aliens or the Covenant, and one side is just, like, a bunch of, like, you know, players playing as the, you know, Covenant, and the other side is playing as the Spartans, right? So
all right.
I was playing as the Covenant, and I was just roaming around in, like, you know, one of the vehicles, the Banshee, right?
Okay.
And one of the Spartans was, like, you know, just kind of sitting there, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just gonna suicide bomb, right?
Oh, boy.
So I flew into him, and I forgot this was a thing. It was a... It's called Armor Lock, right?
Okay.
And what it is, it's just like, it's a temporary shield.
Oh.
Yeah. So, he used it and, like...
You'll get there.
Yeah.
You can go.
I got distracted. Yeah. He used it and I got molested. And he was, like, perfectly fine.
Huh.
And there was another one, too, which
like
was,
he
like...
tried to crash the plane into the ground and it just went Boeing.
Like, no, like, it just demolished, like...
Oh.
is gone. But,
wow.
Like, all right, so the Octoling expansion pack came out.
Okay.
And it's really hard, right? There's this, I couldn't beat this boss for, like, a couple of days. It's a secret boss. It's called Inner Agent 3.
Okay.
And what Inner Agent 3 is, they give you a bomb and a weapon, and they set up this, like, retardedly broken computer, giving her, like, all the abilities...
All
like
right.
ridiculous aim, and she could dodge with the rifle. So it took me a couple of days, right? And as soon as I finished her, like beat her, right? Like,
all right.
I like started to copy her movements. So I was playing ranked, and I was just destroying these kids. Like they couldn't move.
Huh.
Like I actually have some gameplay, but like I was just hopping around, jumping. I was throwing bombs. Like they couldn't handle me.
Huh. Right?
I felt so bad for them because they were probably little kids.
Speaking of Splatoon, those are my favorite moments in Splatoon where you have. You're doing great, and you have a team that's so good that, like, you're halfway through the match, and the other team is stuck at their spawning point, and they just can't break through, and you're just, like, you're laughing, but you're just, like, I feel so bad for them. Just imagining what's going on.
Like, that was, like, that for, like, literally almost, like, that happened for, like, 5 matches.
So I got to preview Splatoon at PAX East when it came out. Yeah. This is how I found I was a good player. So I got to play it twice, and the second time I achieved that. Our team achieved that against the other team in, like, the demo thing. I remember, like, watching the NOA people, like, because they actually didn't know you could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was crazy because, like, you know, my fingers were everywhere. You know, you could see my character was just, like, hopping around, jumping, throwing bombs,
like,
shooting.
Like, you're doing so well, it looks like your character's glitched. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were just like, oh, like, I bet you, like, those little kids were like, he's hacking.
Yeah, did you love that?
Oh, you're hacking. It's like it's photoshopped. I can see the pixels, you know. Okay, so we have roughly 10 minutes left, and I want to try kind of we're all in on a social experiment tonight. So this is the video game talk. Everyone, I'm so glad that my last bit of content I get to end with this, because I've been looking forward for this for 3 days, and I was actually kind of hoping. I'm glad, because I always thought I was going to be here by myself, because I thought everyone was going to get so high, drunk, and stupid yesterday that there would be no one here at the con to even come in for this.
Yeah.
Even you, Tyler.
Well,
no offense.
Yeah. No, I had a boring, uneventful.
You slept through the best part.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that. We slept through the best part.
We're not going to segue into that.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's what I did usually throughout, like, throughout Hope, was, like, you know, manage and help people with the segues, right?
Yeah.
Usually, like, when I'm not here, all the horrific stuff happens.
Oh.
All those holes in the walls weren't under my supervision.
That is me pretty much... almost all the time, except for, ironically enough, this con at Radio Statler, is that I'll set everyone up 2 a.m. and I sleep on that air mattress at our booth. And usually, like, previous cons, every night something would wake me up from this booth. With my favorite one was when Thurman fell through the wall for the first time. I heard, I'm like, what? And I wake up, I'm like, oh no. But anyhow, so we want to try experiment here. So I was trying to think of, like, what game could we play on the air that maybe we can even involve some of the people on IRC or listening out there. We might not get anyone
get
we
Switch?
Could do. No, because I have a specific thing I just download.
Okay.
So I tried to think something that would be even, that would work for everybody, where it's like the lowest barrier, but we could have the most fun, the most humorous fun with. And so I have Jackbox Party 3 on my Switch. And
so I'm not much of a phone freak, but what's a Jackbox?
Okay, so a Jackbox is what happens when our roommate GI Jack drunk dials at 2 a.m. in the morning. No. So there was a game that Jack also loved and got inspired by called You Don't Know Jack, and it was a series of, like, trivia party games in the 90s, very 90s. They kind of went away for a while, and then they reformed back again, and so now they make these games called Jackbox Party Packs, which are just crazy random video games. But what makes them unique is that they're all played through your smartphone. So you go to, if I remember correctly, jackbox.tv, and each game when you load it is given a code, and you enter that in, and your now phone's the controller. So that's why you can have like 6 to 8 players playing this. So my question is, and I've narrowed it down to 2 games, we can either play TKO, which is a game where you try to design the most humorous t-shirt possible. So you're like doing MSN paint skills on your phone.
Yeah.
We can play Guespionage. For a couple of minutes, which is basically it takes actual data and basically it's like, okay, like, what's more popular, peanut butter sandwiches or peanut butter and jelly? And then you think how it's like the stock market, you think how the trend's gonna go, and then it shows you how actual
it should
go.
I'm getting Splatoon splash.
Yes.
Flashbacks.
And then the last one is Quiplash 2, which is the best way I can describe it, is it's kind of like their version of Cards Against Humanity. So which one do we want to play? Do we want to play T-shirts?
I like the first option.
T-shirts? Guespionage?
Right. I'm up for whatever.
Okay. How about this? Let's start with T-shirts, because I think these rounds are going to be kind of short.
I'm probably going to be cheating with the T-shirts. I have a Galaxy Note.
No, that's fine. So do I. I'm not going to use the wand, but yeah.
I'll just use my pinky.
Yeah. I was just going to say middle finger. but, yes, there we go. We'll start with TKO, and if we have a bit more time, let's
actually
try Quiplash.
Battery on the Note's too dead, so I'll just use my other.
Ah, yes. Samsung has even the playing field.
Yes.
This episode is sponsored by Samsung. Samsung, we make it go boom. All right, so.
Please give me a free phone.
Yes. So I'm going to load this game. I'll read everyone the number. And I'm actually going to plug the audio in for this, too.
And we will be able to have people on who's watching.
Yes, basically, if anyone wants to join in, and we'll wait a minute for everyone to load in, even if it's just the three of us, you go to jackbox.tv, jackbox.tv, and the code for the lobby room is QXQE. That sounds like a hacker handle. QQE.
QXQE?
Yeah. Where's the audio? Oh, I just had it. Okay, so hopefully this won't be too loud. Okay. All right, we have one person in. Remember, if you want to join, jackbox.tv, and the code is QXQE. So we currently have three people in. I'm going to leave it running for about one more minute. And if no one happens, we're going to start. Actually, we have another person in here. I haven't even gone in yet. So we have, we're going to have four people in a moment. Okay, so I'm in, and I'm going to choose the eye, and...
I chose the wolf because he looked edgy.
Alright.
So you're very familiar with FetLife, then. Okay, and if everyone's ready, we're going to begin.
Alright. So, do I just hit play?
I don't understand this. Oh, there we go.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, I'm this weird.
Yep. We have a little screen here. It's very, like, anime visual. And what's great about this is that we're going to have visual things, so I will describe it.
I am the Tournament Master. You may recognize my voice from the depths of your most enigmatic dreams.
Sorry, has...
also did an iced tea commercial.
Sorry, has better voice acting than David Cage games. Fight,
but don't forget to do a little shopping, too. The shirts you create will be available in the gift shop, along with several copies of my autobiography, Master of My Own Tournament.
Kind of appropriate for, talking about tournaments for, Evo coming
your
up next
winding
month.
Your path to victory starts here, at the training grounds. You will use your device to draw three drawings.
Okay.
What you draw is of no consequence. I mean, it's of some consequence, but, like, don't stress out.
Oh, it's just like hope.
Use the suggestion button if you're out of ideas altogether.
Also like
begin
hope.
Your first drawing. Now.
Okay. This music. It's like what's being, we have a neighbor named Lydia who's obsessed with cats. I think I need to get this for her for like a 10-minute loop. Okay, I'm in. Remix! Okay, so Tyler's in. Counting down! Okay, Strobe is in. We're waiting for one more person. We have 30 seconds. Hope we don't go over time too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's people lined up, so we're just keep going until we get kicked out.
That time is not for decoration.
I wish I had a
stylus.
So I just kind of...
Finish quickly! Jerk off with the other hand.
I took my finger and
there
I just
go.
Drew it out.
I couldn't have done better
every
myself.
Kindergartner drew.
Well, actually, I could. This time, try to think more like me. Drawing two, begin!
There we go.
So, is there anything specific that we should
No, doing? Just okay. Come up with crazy shit, because we're all going to vote on who wins.
Alright.
Yeah. Bless you. This one I'm doing is proof that I'm truly a horrible person. And I got temporarily kicked out of the game because I am getting a phone call.
Oh.
I'm just going to send a message to call later. Whoever made this music needs to get an Oscar.
Yeah. This music's
No, it's
only
it's bad.
Seconds remaining.
I can't handle it.
Okay, that's as good as that's gonna get.
Drawing, let's get weird with it. Begin.
Or maybe I didn't even enter for some reason. Oh, so because I didn't make the time, I only have two.
Oh, well.
That works. Less work for me.
Yep.
All I can do is dance this awesome music. I feel like this is like the theme song to every single anime convention I've ever been to. Just a hunch. Just a hunch. I love that while we're playing this crazy game, everyone's having a, like this crazy debate on technology, retro technology from the last interview I gave. Oh man. Tyler and Strobe are into this. Either that or he's just text messaging his friends. Or looking at porn. See, that's what the good thing about this game is that because it's a smartphone, it's kind of like what the Wii U was trying to do, where you each have you can't see what everyone else is doing.
No, like I'm really into drawing, right? Like throughout this whole year, throughout my whole school year, I was always doodling on something. Like if I had a stylus, I would have drew one of the SpongeBobs I drew.
Oh,
like
cool.
I drew a black SpongeBob. I drew SpongeBob with like these weird T-Rex arms, and I gave him these long, hairy legs.
Swan contribute to the meme.
You show promise. All right. Most of you.
Most of us.
For your last exercise, you will write as many slogans or phrases as you can.
Ah, this part.
The kind of things you might see on, oh, I don't know, a T-shirt. And there's no shame in hitting the suggestion button if you need it. Go.
Okay, immaturity.
I'm looking for like three or four from each of you. Does that seem doable? Just give it a shot.
Yeah, we're right here now writing all these crazy words in for Ideas T-shirts. We have 15 seconds left. And I'm going to describe these as best as we can as we vote on them.
Time runs out.
Just thought of a new one here. See, so I like that because it's your phone is like your own personal screen. No one knows who drew or what.
I sat there and I only wrote two because I couldn't think of any.
All right, let's see
your
here.
Training is at an end. Now take note of your device. Select one drawing and one slogan to create the perfect T-shirt combination. And I do mean perfect.
I'm gonna name it...
Let's see.
I like this one.
Okay. So now we're like selecting between some of them, so we kind of have a little preview of what some of the others have drawn. And then when it shows up on the screen, we're going to describe this. And like I said, we're just going to keep going at this until we get booted out.
I think you're
going
to love my drawings.
I think I saw one of yours, so yeah.
What, the first one?
Well, we'll describe it on air. Let's see.
The time is nigh. Let the tournament begin.
Okay.
Gauntlet 1.
Yeah, that's one of them.
It's a hard face that says testicles. Pull my finger. Which one? Oh, God, this is a hard choice. We have, 12 seconds. Sorry, I'm being greedy. This one's going to win. Testicles or pull my finger? Testicles with an overwhelming amount. Yes. Zerosel won that one. I was the one who wrote testicles. Alright, so testicles versus... What's the new one? Drawing of an odd face, it's this warm bread. Alright, fuck you guys. I chose warm bread.
I have to choose testicle.
I got. I went with testicles.
Are you high, Tyler? Because I think you might win all the rounds.
Oh boy.
Yeah. This is bad. Okay, so we still grim face with testicles, and senior shirt flag says, "Where there's a will, there's no way."
Oh.
This is another tough one.
Oh.
I made my vote. 10 seconds left. Everyone voting.
I'm just only gonna pick testicles.
All right, let's see here. So stern face with testicles versus bullshit MSM paint flag where there's a will, there's no way.
No, testicles!
Bye, testicles
finally lost to bullshit MSM paint flag where it says there's a will, there's no way. Those are the two top winners.
Huh. Oh, I need a breather. Let's take a training break.
So mine versus his. So we're going to have new shirts coming up.
Use your devices to enter one new drawing and as many new slogans as you wish. Make them count.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Lightning round here. All right, so we're going to start doodling here. Let's see, what could I do? I know, this is great radio. We picked such a visual game. Because, you know, artistry is such great radio. Let's see, again, I was going to have a happy little cloud over here. You know, there's no abortions, just happy accidents. So I entered that one, so I'm just waiting for everyone to finish. We have 59, 58 seconds left. We're counting down with this. Yeah, wow, they are really cheap with licensing fees. They really just have this one song. Like, I like it. But wow. It's like, I wonder, now I want to, like, dev interview, wonder, like, how long it took them to make this song.
Start writing.
Okay, so now slogan time. Okay. Let's see here, what slogan should we write in? We have 38 seconds. I have to come up with something. Probably one more rest up. 10 seconds left here. And guess we're all gone. Okay.
The second gauntlet is upon us, and the withered hand of Lady Luck has shuffled your drawings and slogans. Let's see some new shirts.
Hope we're not, like, preventing people from coming in because we're going up here.
Oh.
Oh, God. Some of these are evil. There's one. Oh, I just picked a combo I really hope appears.
Yeah, we'll see.
Alright.
Gauntlet 2.
Here we go. Second gauntlet here. We have a drawing of a penis that says LOL. Veiny one with pee coming out of it. DVD shirt that says,
who drew that?
Now does iComputer, I don't know how I got your help. Which I think is very appropriate for a fucking DVD.
Who drew that?
I have no idea.
Oh. But
2, 1. Who won, penis or DVD? DVD by a shockingly amount.
Wow.
Oh, fuck my drawing then.
Seriously?
So, okay, so now we have DVD.
Yep.
It's almost done. All right. Versus, don't forget to read the Bible with a...
Yeah!
Polyworld or the worst chicken I have ever seen.
It's a tentaquil.
Oh, God. Oh, is that... Did someone go to that website where they can just combine Pokemon together and make their own fan fiction? Yeah, after this round, we're gonna leave, even though it might be premature.
Goes to the defender.
All right.
Aww. DVD is still in the lead. Did it win?
Well.
Holy crap. One more. DVD one versus Segway drawing. If it ain't broke, break it.
Oh, no. Why are they gonna do
this?
Too
soon. Too soon. DVD, how do I computer? I don't know. I got help versus Segway. If it ain't broke, break it.
Oh.
That's awful.
Let's see.
That's sinful.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can break more than Segways. Oh. You can break the DVD shirt. Yay, I got a point for that.
So bad.
Oh man,
that's so.
Where DVD and Gauntlet is runner up. So yeah, even though I'd like to keep playing this game forever,
That's our gaming round. I hope to do this next year with even more stuff. Thank you, Saracel, and thank you. I'm sorry, I was too distracted by Segway. What is your thing, Will or something?
Huh?
Your name?
Strobe.
Strobe. Sorry.
Strobe.
Strobe, yes.
Like, you know, the lights.
Sorry. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we have True Strobe's Pocket. There we go.
Okay.
That was the video game hour. Following up, we're going to meet a bunch of noobs, but in a good way. New people. I like new people.
Oh.
Let's go play games outside. Woo!
That was fun.